This is still Thursday, August 26th, 1965, and I'm in the home of Mary Blanche Goodet, G-A-U-D-E-T, Tignish P-E-I, and with me is Reggie Porter, her grandson, and Mrs. Goodet's sister, Mrs. Malvina Doucette. And she is going to sing over Howard Carey as she remembers it. Just a moment. Last time you sang, you was how old?
About 40, was
about
15. 14.
And you're 65 now.
I'm 65 now.
Yeah.
Oh, you see how you...
Just go ahead.
My name is Howard Carey. In Grenfell I was born. In a pleasant little cottage near the banks of St. John's. My parents, they have been poor, could not maintain us all. For I had to leave my native home, for our little farm was small. The day I left my happy home, they took me by the hand, saying, don't forget your parents, lad, when in a foreign land. My mother led me to a seat beneath a willow tree, when quivering lips bade me sit down, for she wished to talk to me. You see, under that hillside where the grass is growing green, where the lilies and the violets and the wild rose can be seen, those flowers are magnificent and attractive to the eyes. But still remember, there is snakes beneath those color lies. When you are tempted to do wrong, have courage to say no. For many a good boy has gone wrong in starting young, you know. Sham bad company, my boy, and all strong drink refrain. Don't patronize those gamble hall, look on them with disdain. I roused up from my resting place as the dewdrop bright rose fair, had bid the roses a fine adieu. We watched them disappear. One by one did fade away beneath the sun's bright ray. The time has come when I must leave. I could no longer stay. I kissed my mother's dear tender face, bid her a long farewell. My feelings at that moment no mortal tongue could tell. My brothers and my sisters in a group stood by the door. I waved my hand and left them by that cottage by the shore. Since that I traveled through the east and through the south also. I traveled through the western land where the lofty red rose grows. But my mother's warning did heal the way. Like that silly fly got tangled in a silken web, and now I am doomed to die. Today I'm lying in a room near the town of Rumford Falls. My feverish eyes are wavering round upon this whitewashed wall. The agony I undergo, I can't no longer renounce. My limbs are weak and painful, I am dying slow but sure. My money it has longly fled, my friends they are but few. I will snatch this tender thread of life, and I'll bid this world adieu. I will tie this cord unto the hinge upon my chamber door. There's room enough for me to hang beneath it and the floor. Farewell to words and all things gay, home and friends adieu. Farewell unto that girl I love. May God watch over you. No more will roaming grow so green where the flower did bloom as gay. What signifies that mortal man when slumbering in the clay? At 12 o'clock John Darkin came to see his charge once more. He found his body hanging, a flinch upon the door. He cut him down and spread the news, as many a cheeks grew pale, and thrilled with wonders many a heart, for to hear that mournful tale.